Colossians chapter 4. Basically, we're at the beginning of that. Section. You probably should have been divided a little differently by those who divided it in what we call the situation. But we're in now. Before, short section, but it's called the pericope. The whole theme embedded in here. And we'll see why he does it, how he does it, and what he's trying to get across. But let's read after this before I'll pray. Watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us the door of the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to be. Lord, I am spiritually accepting the people here today. What a day to be transformed. Our granddaughter was watching her grandmother, and she was watching her grandmother bake this French toast dish for a relative when we got together on the porch, and grandmother, noticed that she was watching, and so Bonnie asked her to come and to help.
As a result, sometimes you just need to step aside and let them own something, whatever it is. And they often want it. Young people really do want to be adulted kinds of things. That's how they grow. But it's a lesson some seem to never learn in school, among the church, or in most folks. New in this world, they're young, and so as a result, you just think, oh, they wouldn't be interested in doing something like this. And they're so small children, they wouldn't want to do it. They wouldn't have the ability. They're absolutely right. They don't have the ability.
Of their faith. They have a lot of problems that they're going to be facing in their time. cultures, a lot of gods, and they're pulling out from that culture and starting to be involved in a culture that's spreading throughout the Mediterranean world. They've got a lot of challenges that they have been facing and rising up to, and a lot of dangers for these patients in that area that they're going to have to learn to enjoy. All the northern parts and eastern parts of the Mediterranean world, streams caused by surges, reduced for the faith, stones for the faith, imprisoned for the gospel, and he's been a hero and a villain in over a dozen cities that are in the city of that whole city. How can you possibly ask them for help? They just come to the kingdom, but that's exactly what he does. Give up. Be persevering in prayer. Faithfully in your frame, don't forget. Paul said something very similar to Thessalonians 5. He quotes his letter, and he does the same thing, only with different words. He says there, pray without fear. Pray without fear. It doesn't mean that we're on our knees 15 hours a day, calling out to God. It means in the frequent moments of our life, throughout the day, not every month, throughout that whole day, keeping people safe, we're connected with people around us and wondering how they're playing it. And listening, knowing how to do it. When you experience joy or peace, to praise the Lord for it, to accept the total trust and belief that God exists. Or the silence of the mind. The second part of this is to walk through. Sense of pain, feel worse, your mind. Think when you're praying. Don't add words. Don't pray, don't pray. Don't add words that are really just built. Things such as life, as you've done. Think of the time you live. What are the feelings of or among brothers within the body and friends. What does it mean within our community, within our town, society, our culture, our government? Pray it out and give those kinds of opinions and for those things. And then with the spirit and praying with thanksgiving. Then with the prayer with thanksgiving, but also in the spirit of thanksgiving. People who are thankful to God. They're joyful people. They're thankful people. They're thankful to other people. They're thankful to God. They know they don't deserve anything, and yet they have everything in Christ. They're there was a closed door, and there was. That's really sad. has the exact same thing happen to him. So when people see him face, the captain has to know her. You don't understand that. All the people just sit back and out there, just go and go. So over and over, Paul is saying that our brain can open the door to the sky, yes, but it's not asking.
Except that, you know,
place in the temple was taken away. Because now all of the focus, all of that stuff was pointing to Christ. And now it's all met in him. When Lydia is by the river, or Paul, Peter can turn to his home, or we don't have all the stuff. Just about relationships with people. But you said before, so the life of the man will wear it. It doesn't matter this or that or how much it is. It's not that, it's not about that. It's just simply about gathering together and saying what we did in the 1930s. So Christ really is Lord. And that's what it's all about. In Acts 7, the Christians are being persecuted. They have Stephen and stone. Remember that passage? And they are going throughout different parts of the Mediterranean world as they scatter and flee persecution. They are taking the stuff with them. They are taking, what are they taking with them when they flee? Their faith. They know the story, and they know it's true. And they've got to tell others. And I think Jesus did all of that, except the temple and all that first of all, but also, a lot of those things that we are today is comfort. Growing up in inner city Chicago, we had groceries hanging in the car, berries on the dashboard. I had to remember when the dashboard was in metal, and it was just able to hang in the berry. Not still berries, but it was still. And they would have Mary statues in their yard. All over our neighborhood in Chicago, we had these and they become those kinds of things, unfortunately, become good luck charms. I do that. And I'm not saying that directly. That's what they became for many people who were Catholic. And distractions from everything. And I think that these are the things that it's not to say that they're not awesome. But a lot of stuff becomes something that takes the place of the real focus and action. So, was there mystery? Yeah, there was mystery. First of all, the mystery is God. He's God. He's so far beyond us. We can understand things about God. We will never comprehend God. That's the beauty and wonder of God. For all eternity, you will never be bored. You will never say 3 billion, trillion, gazillion years from now, okay, I finally got it. God is so deep and so immense and so infinite and so everything of all of it has to become for eternity. Some say this. They say God is not there. What is the word novel? You know what the word novel means? New. It means new. Think new in your mind. God is the eternal. What I'm saying, they say God is the eternal novel. He is the eternally new one. God is eternally always new. That's why C.S. Lewis wrote in the Chronicles of Narnia, God is the Chronicles of Narnia, he was that way. He was this year, okay, so that's a lot of benefits. There's so many connections that C.S. Lewis put in. But at the end of this, when Peter and Jesus and Lucy are going into the new realm of Narnia. They go through this, like, imaginary door, but there it is. They go in, and everything is glorious and beautiful and new. It's like the dream. And they just start to get familiar with some of the things. And the bird calls them in to go deeper. And the same thing happens. It's all new and beautiful and awesome. And even deeper and more spectacular. And then the bird calls it in to go deeper. And the happening. And it's because there's no end to the beauty and the wonder and the glory and all of that that our God is. So, that's the God. dimension and walk on the water. And it makes the same thing. This space is set for so that anything wants to get through the space. It doesn't want anything to interfere with it. People want to make an attack and keep that area. Right.
Thank you.
most exciting news in all of history, in the history of the world, and treat them like ho-hum, boring and all. But our future is gone for everyone to know. Home, parents, spouses, brothers, sisters, moms, and dads, friends, neighbors, co-workers, even our enemies, if we're in the future. We want even our enemies to hear about them.
Thank you.
Richard Dawkins, from the wrote the Dodgers. One of his assistants, and a couple of his assistants, over the years, and this is him speaking out to the Richard Dawkins. Now he doesn't have to get the gospel. Thank you.